They say that I've changed, but in truth, the deepest layers of my soul are still the same. I have simply begun to shed the skins this world has put on me. That's a poem by Jennifer Gordon, and it's exactly what we're talking about here in this episode. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful souls. It's Kimberly Virginia, your host of the Soulful Motherhood by Design podcast, where we go deep on all things motherhood. I'm a certified positive discipline parent educator, accredited life coach, human design specialist, and mother of two precious kiddos. Through inspiring conversations, I'll guide you on this soulful motherhood journey and help you to create peace in your home and your heart, raise kind and loving humans, all while living your soul's purpose. So, let's get started. I'm so glad you're here. A while ago, I was meeting a friend, a dear old friend, for coffee. I barely made this coffee date. This was, you know, months probably in the making. We all know, as busy moms, how hard it is to meet up with people without our kids, right? So this date was planned, pre-planned on a weekend. I barely made it. It had been a really tough month of mothering and just a really hard life month in general. So there was a lot going on. I was exhausted and was committed to making this date. I needed to meet with this friend. And even though Marley, my amazing, strong-willed, wild child, chased me down the street as I drove away, and tears were just streaming down my face, by the way. Like, I'm the most awful mom. I'm leaving my kid. just, I can laugh now thinking about that, but God, at the time, it just felt like my gut was being pulled out of me. And I made it to the date, right? And tear-stained face and all. And I sat there and poured my heart out over coffee and poured my eyes out. And my friend did too. You know, it was one of those coffee dates that's not like lighthearted and funny and silly. It was like one of those deep talks that you have. And she said, "You've really changed." It would have been really easy for me in that moment to let that go into my ego and my not self talk and have me feeling just completely in my survival mechanism, petrified, frozen, like, oh my gosh, this person is saying I've changed and it doesn't seem good. And what do they mean? Oh my gosh, are they okay? What are they thinking? Just these are some of my own triggers and wounds from life that have come up for me as I've navigated healing in my motherhood journey and just healing as an adult from, you know, things that happen in life, right? And all of that kind of went through my mind for a minute, but I had done enough healing and transformation work where I just paused and I said, well, maybe, or perhaps I'm coming back to the deepest layer of who I am. Perhaps this is really who I'm meant to be, a grounded, calmer, more like DGAF type of person, because I don't have any Fs to give, to be honest with you, when it comes to anything that is not my like top 10, right? And so in that moment, I really felt this journey of deconditioning coming to fruition for me. Deconditioning. For those of you who are new here, for those of you who are new to human design or here, this community, first of all, welcome. And second of all, I'm going to share a little bit about what that means. You might have heard it in over culture, like popular Instagram, podcasting, consciousness type groups and communities talk a lot about programming, and it's one and the same. Programming, conditioning, dehomogenizing, things like that. So when you hear that,
what it means is outside forces transforming you or changing you or shape-shifting you. I just said shape-shifting you. You know what I mean. Shape-shifting you into something that you're not, to make it more comfortable for others, or the outside world not even knowing that it's pressing upon you this conditioning. It's just going like the machine that it is, this energetic machine that it is. And when you're not living in a grounded, self-aware, authentic, purpose-filled place or life, it's very easy and quite normal, quote-unquote normal, for that to happen, for you to be conditioned by that or programmed by that or homogenized into thinking, this is how I should be. This is what I should do right now, right? And I could go through all the shoulds. There's so many different flavors of it depending on what stage of life you're in, what's going on personally for you. This is a space for mothers, so we talk about it through the lens of motherhood, right? Mothers are conditioned in so many different ways. You should do this for your kids. You should do this in your parenting. You should be this in your house. You should act like this with mom groups. Yada, yada, yada. I could go on. Why does it matter to understand what conditioning has done to us? Why does that matter? Well, first of all, conditioning is another really interesting way to look at your wounds. Our wounds, our inner child, the things that have caused us to create mechanisms to survive life, those things are oftentimes what triggers us most in parenting. Those things are often what has us become completely deregulated when we're in the moment with our kids, or same thing with our friends, our spouse, our jobs, right? Anytime that you're feeling triggered, or that I just imagine this like eruptive feeling where you know that your reaction is not matching the situation, that is showing you something. That is a teacher for you. And if you're aware enough of what's happening in that moment, of that woundedness, you can take a step back and get curious about that and perhaps think, where have I been conditioned here? What wound am I facing here that had me create this barrier, this mechanism, and what caused that, right? So as a parent, understanding that piece of you is really key for you cycle breaking some of the things that you need to do to create the life that you want for your kids and for your motherhood experience. I will share a little bit about my own conditioning just as an example for all of you of the awareness and the shift and then the experimenting that you can do as a mom and just as a human being to try to start testing how to transform that. So as a kid, I was oftentimes called wishy-washy. It was told to me all the time, and it was kind of a joke, and it never really offended me. It wasn't something that I was like going to my room and crying about, or you know, journaling about in my little Hello Kitty diary. That wasn't the relationship I had to that label. And there's a whole nother episode that I've done on the effects of labeling. I don't remember the episode number, but I'll tag it in the show notes. But there's a whole other episode grounded in positive discipline around the impact of labels on your kid. And those labels oftentimes lead to conditioning as well. And that's more of what I'm talking about here, right? So in those moments, I just started to really take that as truth. Well, yeah, like I don't know how to make a decision, or I'm just wishy-washy. I decide something one day and then the next day I don't feel like it anymore. Or then I, you know, get to that event or that kid's birthday party and I don't want to be there and I've changed my mind. Or that sounded good in the moment and then now I'm tasting it, I don't like it, right? And it's interesting because that is very, very centric to how a sacral generator in human design operates. We have if that's your type, I'll say we because that is me. We have the ability to tap instantly into a clarity based on our connection to our gut, to our sacral. That is such a strong, potent energy. And there is so much of that in the world, but we are raised and conditioned out of that connection a lot of the time. So when I was told, oh, you don't know what you want, you're wishy-washy, you're changing your mind, it had me break that connection, break that trust, so that I felt like, oh, well, I actually don't really know what's best for me. I actually don't trust that what I'm feeling, that instant uh-huh, and then I get into it and it's like, oh, it's an uh-uh. And having that be okay, having that experience or that experimentation be okay, and then be in the space where it's like, well, what did you learn? How did that feel? Tell me a little bit more. Whether that was like in the classroom or, you know, at daycare or in my friend groups, or, you know, I was in color guard, so that was my quote unquote sport, whatever it was, or with relationships with boyfriends in my family, you know, that was not something that was widely nurtured or accepted to be curious about changing your mind. Oh, well, how do you feel that way? What led to you having the yes? And then what happened in the moment that led to the no? What did you learn? And sharing that with you, you know, from the lens of my childhood, I did not relate to it as a bad thing. I thought it was funny. And then I would just, you know, joke about it with people. And then as I got older and came into being a young adult, that's when it became really difficult for me to shed that conditioning, because it was so ingrained in me at that point that I needed to look to others for the direction in my life. I needed to look to others for consistency and groundedness, because it was not okay to change my mind. That meant that I was, again, wishy-washy, or that meant that you weren't certain in what you wanted. That meant that you didn't know what your true talents are. You don't know what your passion is, yada, 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 yada. And that is all the outside world putting their fears, their worries, their inability to be with uncertainty on me. And as a child, I actually didn't have any of that. I was totally fine with, well, that sounded good at the moment. Now it doesn't, because of A, B, and C. And that's actually a beautiful thing, right? So for those of you who are parents of sacral generators, maybe paying a little bit of attention to that. And there is beauty in the ability for you to nurture them with yes or no questions. And then once you get into the situation that they've committed to, or the food or the whatever it is, and they might change their mind and it's like, it's an uh-uh now. And you being okay with that. You practicing as a parent, really being okay with that for them. So that's just a little side tip for people who are parenting sacral generators. But then to back out again and to lift a little bit wider eagle's view on all of this conditioning talk, understanding that how you relate to a child's decision-making or their authority, how they're navigating making their own decisions, what feels correct in their body, the things that you're uncomfortable with are oftentimes your own conditioning. I'll say that again. Oftentimes the things that you're most uncomfortable with lead to you seeing and being aware of your own conditioning. My tips for this are to first just notice, just allowing yourself to be very aware that this is happening, and like listening to this podcast and then being in the space where you can, you know, notice, oh my gosh, I noticed that really bothered me when A, B, and C happened with my kid. This bothered me when A, B, C, and D happened with my spouse. And obviously we're talking about parenting here, but for those of you who co-parent, a lot of that does have to do with your spouse, right? Because you're doing the parenting thing together. So just notice That's the first step, noticing it. And then creating the desire to actually change it. We're just going to start with those two things, okay? I actually have a fantastic, jaw-dropping, life-changing, amazing framework called Meaningful Motherhood Framework. And I'm going to do a free masterclass on this framework, and it incorporates everything I'm talking about. The embodiment of being aware, then understanding, you know, your energy. What is your energy type, all of your energy and the gifts within your energy centers with human design, understanding that, embodying your true authentic self, embodying your true purpose and your gifts, and then embodying soul parenting, which is doing everything that you're learning for you and then translating it into how you mother. Right? So I'm offering that free masterclass that's coming up on May 13th. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're interested in signing up for that, which I hope you are, it's free. Why not? It is going to change your life, not just your motherhood. It's called Burnout Proof Your Life with Meaningful Motherhood. I will link it in the show notes. You can sign up on my website. I'll send reminders up until that date so that you don't miss it. But I will go into more for you in that class. So right now, let's just start with the noticing, the awareness factor, and then generating some desire around wanting to change that conditioning. Okay, so awareness and then the desire. So what does it mean to generate desire? Like how do you create a want for something? Well, let me share more with you about what it's done for me. In the last year or so of me really challenging myself to experiment with my human design and shed these layers of things that the world has put onto me, whether consciously or unconsciously, such a juicy life has unfolded for me. I am happier than I have ever been in my life, and nothing really outside of me has changed. It's me. Everything within my life that is now amazing and fun and gorgeous and insatiable has been from me shedding the things that I do not want, that are not me, and coming back to my soul's purpose, my soul's alignment, and being able to be neutral with what other people in my life energetically need, not attaching myself to it, not trying to condition it, not trying to change it for my own comfort. That shift in my parenting and also in my marriage, in how I show up with old coworkers, with clients, even attracting new clients, there's a neutrality there because I trust that as I'm living in alignment outside of the programming, outside of the conditioning, that I have everything that I need within me to live the very best, purpose-filled, fun, easeful, stress-free life. It's all within me. God, you guys, like that has changed the game for me. It has changed my parenting. It's changed my life. Is every single second perfect and fun and happy butterflies? No. And I think I said that in the last podcast too. But the hard moments are not earth-shattering for me anymore. The hard moments of tantrums or teachers calling to say this is happening at school or my husband being out of town for multiple days and me being solo parenting or plans during the day going awry because I have to go pick up a kid from daycare, whatever the flavor of motherhood thing that's happening, it is not completely destroying me anymore. And I'm having so much fun with my kids. I'm having fun with them. I know that my parenting is making an impact. I see a huge shift in both of my kids in the deepening of our relationship just from me coming back to me and me letting that truth be present in how I parent. So that is where you find the desire. If any of that sounds yummy to you, if any of that sounds remotely attractive, that is something that you can use as your carrot. And then I encourage you to go into your own soul, your own sphere, your own life, your own dreams, and think to yourself, what is it that would have me wanting this? What is it that would have me wanting to dig a little deep into my conditioning and my wounds to shift? Maybe it would be having more freedom and flexibility with your career. Maybe it would be that you could be a stay-at-home mom. Maybe it would be that you have 4 nannies and a housekeeper so that you can work 70 hours a week at your job. I don't know what it is for you. There's no dictating of that here, because this space is all about each of our uniqueness and what each of our karmic journeys are, not only for us, but for our children, so that they can live their purpose as well. So that is a little bite-sized understanding of what conditioning is. Why does it matter to you as a mom? How to see it and be aware of it? And then how can you create the desire so that that will lead you to lasting change for a really amazing, juicy, wonderful life? That is it for me today. I feel like I could go on forever, as always, with you. I just adore every single listener who's here. I want to invite you in. If you have not gone to the website, Kimberly Virginia, it's linked in the show notes. There's so many great freebies there right now. There's the free guidebook for moms, which is all about the basic foundations of human design. It's free. Just put your email in. You'll get a couple emails instructing you how to use it and then download the actual document. It's a 14-page workbook that guides you through the basics of human design and then asks you questions to reflect on how you're going to apply this as a mom. So that's free. That's on my website. Your free body graph chart. That's really a great place to start, just so you know what your human design is. And then the free masterclass, which is coming up on May 13th. So those are the offerings. If you're like testing the waters, seeing what you want to do, how you want to work with me. If you have not subscribed to this podcast yet, if you're new here, please do rate and review it. And I invite you to, you know, get on Instagram, say hi, send me a DM, tell me what you're looking for in your motherhood journey. I love engaging with all of you. It really lights me up. This is me living my purpose, being aligned with what I want in my life. And my human design and my karmic journey is all about creating the space for people to have quantum leaps in their life through me. So by me getting to do this with you and you taking this journey, you're allowing me to live out my dreams and what I'm here to do this time around. So thank you so much. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. And I can't believe it's May already. Welcome to just some sunshine and hopefully sunshine wherever you are, sunshine and just new beginnings. This is going to be an amazing month and rest of the year ahead. Okay, everyone. Bye for now. See you next time. Thank you, everyone, so much for being here. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring soulful content your way each week. You can also join my community via my socials, which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.